A prominent Israeli Christian cleric was in Washington this week to promote his unprecedented campaign to allow, a line that is, Israel's Arabic-speaking Christians with the country's Jewish majority. VOA's Michael Lippin met up with him on Wednesday. Michael?
Thanks, Steve. Father Gabriel Nadath is the head of the Greek Orthodox Church in the town of Yafia, next to Israel's main Arab city of Nazareth. He's part of a Christian community that makes up 2% of Israel's population, a minority within Israel's Arab minority, which is mostly Muslim and accounts for 20% of Israelis. Now, as in other parts of the Middle East, Christians in Israel have felt increasingly threatened by the rise of radical Islam within the Israeli Arab community. For the past 2 years, Father Nadav has been encouraging Israeli Christians to enlist in the Israeli military, or IDF, and to self-identify as Aramaean rather than Arab. His campaign has drawn condemnation from Israeli Arab Muslims, the vast majority of whom refuse to serve in the IDF because they feel like second-class citizens in the Jewish state. Yesterday, I met with Father Nadav at a lunch briefing that he gave to members of the Washington Jewish community. He spoke to me in Hebrew through an interpreter with the Face of Israel, an Israeli public diplomacy group affiliated to the Israeli government. I asked the cleric what he sees as the main threat to Israeli Christians today.
The biggest threat that Christians in Israel face today is that Israel may not be secure. Israel, I repeat and say, is the safest place in the Middle East for Christians, and our threat is that if something happens, we will no longer be safe.
How are you trying to help the Christian community in Israel to deal with these challenges?
The first is that we encourage the integration of the Israeli Christians into the Israeli society alongside the Jews. That includes living together and also defending Israel together in the IDF forces. It's very important that if, as long as we can ensure that Israel stays safe, then we stay safe.
How unusual is it for the Christian minority in Israel to serve in the Israeli military, and how does that compare to Christians in other parts of the Middle East? Do they also serve in the militaries of the countries where they live?
The Israeli Christian community is the last Christian community in the Middle East to start recruiting and joining their forces. In Jordan, Syria, and Iraq, the Christian communities will serve in the military. They already are. We have begun the process to also integrate and serve in our military in our country to protect it.
Can you tell me about the numbers of Israeli Christians who are now getting into the Israeli military, and what response has the Christian community, you know, within Israel had to this new development of more publicly doing military service in Israel? What has the response been?
So we can see after our first year of work that the number of recruitments, which used to stand on approximately 30 Christian recruits a year, has now gone up to 150 recruits after our initial work. The reaction from some of the Christian community in Israel is still that they are not so willing to join forces with us. They still don't quite understand their historical roots and don't want to disembark from their Muslim connections to the land. And that's something that we're going to have to continue working on to teach them their history and the identity that was erased throughout the past hundreds of years.
And what about the reaction from the Israeli Arab community to Christians doing military service?
I want to surprise you with the fact that the number of Muslims that go to the IDF are actually still higher than those of the Christians going to the IDF. But those are the Muslims that believe in coexistence and cooperation to live in a country in peace. But then you have the Muslim extremists that don't want the Christians or Muslims or Druze or any of the minorities to integrate and serve in the Israeli army. They want to replace the ruling government with an Islamic empire. I can tell you that people that think along these lines are living in a dream world.
The Arab critics of Christian military service. What have those critics done? I mean, because I understand there have even been threats against you and your family.
They incite hate against me. The Arab extremist members of our parliament even come out against me. I've received many death threats. They attacked my son and was miraculously saved. They're trying to use the same method and approach that they've used on the Christian community for centuries, and that is to try to incite fear in me. I'm proving now to all of the Christians that are still scared and all of the Muslims that are trying to scare me that the age of fear is over. You don't scare me.
Well, you know, many of the Arab Muslims of Israel would say that they live as second-class citizens in basically in a racist country. And, you know, a lot of them probably would say, if you serve the Israeli military, if you serve the Israeli state, you're perpetuating a system of racism. And can you understand why, you know, Arab Muslims don't like the fact that you are supporting an Israeli state that they perceive as very, you know, intolerant toward them?
I don't agree with them at all. I invite anyone to come to Israel and see for themselves the high quality of life for all in Israel. I especially want them to see from the people that are telling them these things, these lies, to go and see their houses, their mansions, their villas, their cars, and what kind of quality of life they have. In Israel, there's democracy. And it's proof enough that they're able to say those things inside of Israel.
Now, Father Nadav's campaign has not only angered many Israeli Arab Muslims, but even some fellow Christians in Israel and the West Bank. In an article published last month by the Christian Science Monitor, Christian Israeli lawmaker Basal Gattas of the Arab Nationalist Party Balad accused Father Nadav of being a traitor for asserting that Christians are not Arabs. The article also quoted Father Jamal Qadr of the Latin Patriarchate Seminary in the West Bank town of Bejala. Father Qadr said Christians who enlist in the Israeli military are violating the Gospels by enforcing Israel's occupation of the West Bank and, as he put it, contributing to the oppression of Palestinians. Back to you.
Thanks, Michael. That was VOA's Michael Lippin reporting.